This is a summer state of mind in association with Greece Tourism on Monocle 24. In this brand new programme, we discover the best the astonishing and wonderful country of Greece has to offer as we head all across the mainland and islands in search of the secret to Greece's unrivaled summer state of mind. What does make Greek summer so precious? It's not the sea, nor the sun. It's more than that. Greek summer is truly a state of mind. Being with the people you love, connecting with nature, feeling free. That's Greek summer. And in today's edition of the programme, we'll be breaking bread with two of the visionaries at the heart of Athens' thriving hospitality scene. As well as great food, we'll be charging our glasses too as wine writer Amy Hartley reveals her personal journey to the heart of Kefalonia's magical vineyards.
I was really excited about Kefalonia, in part because I visited 4 years ago and a guy that I met there, Odysseus, who runs an incredible restaurant with his mum, just opened a load of Greek wines for me. And it sort of really opened my eyes to what is possible. But also, at that point, I didn't even know that there was wine that was being made in Kefalonia. And island wines, for me, have a certain magic to them.
And we'll be heading to Phologandros for some cultural sustenance too, very much off the beaten track. But we start today with a step back in time. The astounding cultural and archaeological wealth of Greece is acknowledged globally and is, like the wine, one thing that draws people to the nation in their hundreds of thousands. But how does the country safeguard, protect, and indeed celebrate that heritage? Here's Monocle's editor, Andrew Tuck.
This is a nation torn between the pull of its ancient past and the much-needed investments it must attract to move forward. The gatekeepers of this ancient cultural heritage are many, but none is as powerful as CAS, the state-run Central Archaeological Council. Both revered and reproached by architects and urban planners, the council has come to hold something of a mythical status. Monocle's Athens correspondent, Daphne Karnesis, recently spoke to the archaeologist Nikos Papadimitriou to find out about the role of archaeologists in shaping the city.
The role of archaeologists is, A, to protect, to discover and protect relics that belong to humanity, that belongs to everybody and should be preserved for the future generation. And second, to integrate this into the new urban landscape. Now, for this, there are quite a few policies, and these policies are not something which is specifically Greek. There are big conventions and agreements, international agreements, like the Valletta Chart of the International Council of Monuments and Sites, which describes precisely how archaeology should be treated by a legal framework and how this could coexist with what we call sustainable development in cities.